Okay, thank you for the intro. I'm Jiyoung. I'm actually an associate research scientist at Yale. In this talk, I'm going to talk about WormSpace, a modular foundation for simple verifiable distributed systems. And this work is done in collaboration with my colleagues at Yale, Duke, and Facebook. So if you look inside a modern cloud, you'll see tons of readily available distributed services and system readily available. So users can just combine these distributed services to build new application. Due to this convenience, a lot of cloud vendors develop and deploy these services each day. However, if you look inside these distributed system, you'll find that these systems tend to implement similar services such as replication for reliability, logging for crash consistency, transaction for consistent write over distributed nodes. From a developer point of view, in a sense, this is a lot of redundant effort. Another problem that comes with this redundant effort is that you can introduce subtle bugs because distributed systems are very difficult to get it right. So in this talk, I'm going to talk about our system, which was motivated by exploring a common bug-free foundation for building new distributed systems. So the design goal of our system was to find a common need for most distributed systems and come up with a easy-to-understand API to use that system. However, even though the APIs are very simple, we wanted to support like a lot of flexible design choices and optimization for applications and system built on top. At the same time, we wanted to guarantee correctness of this system and wanted to extend the correctness to the applications and system built on top. So during the first part of my talk, I'm going to talk about the system design aspects and then talk about formal verification, show you some evaluation, and then conclude my talk. Then what should be this primitive bottom layer that you can build any distributed systems on top? And my claim is write once register abstraction is it. Write once register is a unit of data store, and it is a distributed register which is replicated by construction, providing reliability as default. Like its name, when there are multiple concurrent writes, only one of the writes will succeed in an atomic manner, providing atomicity, concurrency control, and immutability at the same time. Indeed, you'll notice that these abstractions have been explored in theoretical sense, and this is indeed equivalent to consensus such as Paxos, chain replication, PBFT, and so forth. However, we're trying to propose this abstraction as a programming abstraction that doesn't have this specific tight implementation. And we believe this is one of the lowest common denominator for most systems, and I'm going to show you several systems that embeds this. The easiest application that you can find is multi-paxos or state machine replication. You can think of state machine replication as writing an immutable data in a sequence, which can be write once register concepts. Once data is written sequentially, user come and read these registers in a sequential way. In a sense, these registers are hidden under sequential read and write APIs. A similar system that is available is distributed shared logs such as Corfu and Tango, which logs immutable entries in a sequence and then allows users to read in a random fashion. In a sense, this system hides write once register under sequential write and random read APIs. Another interesting application is two-phase commit or distributed coordinators, where they store immutable transaction decisions across multiple nodes. When you commit a transaction, such decisions are written into multiple nodes in a random fashion, and then when you want to know the outcome of the result, you read them consequently, and in a sense, you're using write once register in a random read, random write fashion. Other systems like coordination services like Chubby and Zookeeper or group communication such as PubSub services uses this concept under a file API or sequential read-write API. So hopefully I convinced you that write once registers are found everywhere. Then to use this register, what should be the proper API? We propose capture, write, and read. So if you have a register and you want to write to it, you must first capture it. Capture is like a preemptible lock. If A wants to write to the register, you first issue a capture call, and the corresponding token will be returned to the user. However, this lock is preemptible in a sense that if user B wants to write to it, it can overwrite A's lock and then get the token back. The write semantics is that you can only write as long as your capture call is valid. So for example, if A tries to write to this register that is captured by B, the write will fail. However, if B tries to write to it, it will succeed. If B wants A to write on behalf of it, then it can send its token so that A can use the blue token to write to the register. Indeed, this capture call is similar to Paxos phase one prepare, or PBFT's pre-prepare plus prepare operation, and capture call is actually intended to encapsulate these extra coordination that you need for atomic write to distributed nodes. Write mirrors Paxos phase two accept and PBFT's commit, and read is simply retrieving data from the register or finding out that the register is empty. So using this write-once-register primitive, we built a system called worm space, which stands for write-once-read-many-address space. This is basically an address space of write-once-register, which is divided into client library and distributed servers. We use Paxos as an underlying implementation, but the complexity of Paxos is completely hidden from the user because the user API doesn't expose anything about it. You can also alternatively use different implementation other than Paxos. On top of this address space, we created a write once segment layer, which is a management unit for group of registers. It is a unit of allocating group of register and garbage collecting them. Because these allocation and garbage collection commands are immutable decision, we use a special meta registers to record these operations. The segment layer also provides optimization commands such as batch capture and batch write, which you can issue to the group of registers. So this constitutes the write worm space. And to evaluate the usefulness of this simple worm space, we built three popular applications. First is Worm Paxos, a multi-Paxos variant, Worm Log, a shared log variant, and Worm TX, a two-phase commit variant. However, due to the time limit, I'm not going to talk about WormLog and WormTX. Please refer to the paper to look into the interesting latency optimizations that are possible on Worm space. So Worm Paxos implements state machine replication. However, if we implement state machine replication on top of Worm space, there are a lot of design decisions that we can get for free in a flexible manner. As most of you might know, MultiPaxos has a single leader, and once user wants to write something to this state machine, it funnels the request through the leader, and the leader writes in a sequence of writes to the sequence of single decree Paxos. The first flexibility that you can get by building MultiPaxos on top of Worm space is that you get various single decree consensus protocol. Although we implemented Worm space using Paxos, we can seamlessly replace it with other protocols, and these will be hidden from the clients. MultiPaxos typically employs a single leader for performance reason. However, MultiPaxos papers don't talk much about how to elect a leader. In our Worm Paxos, we elect the leader based on the write once property of segment allocation. For example, if leader dies, the first person to allocate the next available segment becomes the leader. Also, we can easily accommodate various leader policies. For example, Mencius is a multi-leader multi-Paxos. We can mimic this by allocating allocating one leader per segment. Also, orthogonal to these write-one semantics, we can also add a clock to implement raft-like leader election on top of it. Also, durability becomes a policy of when you call the trim call and who calls it. Overall, while I'm explaining these optimizations and design choices, I never talked about Paxos protocol at all. All these optimizations and design choices were available through WormSpace API, and the developers are free from understanding Paxos protocol. In terms of formal verification, Write Once Register is very, very simple, but it encapsulates the key distributed system properties. It encapsulates consistency, durability, and availability. So, can you verify Write Once Register once and reuse its proof multiple times? Indeed, we can. In our group, we developed a verification technique called Concurrent Certified Abstraction Layer. And I'm going to explain this verification technique using an example. This layer verification technique divides a system into multiple modular layers, verifies each layer independently, and then verifies the interaction between adjacent layer to verify the entire system. Each layer consists of a C implementation and a corresponding specification. And to verify the layer is correct, we first need to verify that the C implementation faithfully satisfies the specification. Once each layer is verified, then we need to verify the layer interaction. Here, if we want to verify the relation between queue and the list, we do what is called a contextual refinement proof. This informally says when we run any program on top of a queue, we're verifying that the state reached by a queue has a matching state with the list, which is running the queue's implementation, and the program that's running on top of the queue. If we want to verify the relationship between the scheduler and the queue, we do the similar proof, but notice that the scheduler doesn't need to know about the list at all because the lower layer property is completely encapsulated. Another cool thing about this verification technique is we're verifying for all programs, meaning we can plug in upper layer context into the lower layer context, and we're transitively guaranteed the correctness from the bottom layer all the way to the top layer. So based on this verification technique, we divided and built WormSpace in layers. It has a client and server component. It starts from the common layer, and we'll build a Paxos proposer and acceptor layer to build the client and server code. On top, we built a global layer which reasons about the distributed property. We verify the Paxos immutability property using reliable guarantee style reasoning. And once these properties are verified, we can easily build and verify the layers on top as if we are verifying an undistributed code. Because all the distributed properties are encapsulated in the global layer, verification on top becomes very simple. And then we verify WormPaxos, WormLog, and WormTX, which are the application. This verification is also very simple, but notice that the verified Paxos property underneath is guaranteed to hold in this application. Another cool thing about this layer verification is we can connect this WormSpace stack to a fully verified operating system. We connect our system to 30 calls to present the first end-to-end verified distributed system all the way down from OS to the distributed application layer. In terms of working with WormSpace, it was very easy to build new applications. For example, it took about 4.5K lines of code to build WormSpace, but the lines of code that was necessary to build these popular applications were 500 lines or less. In terms of verification, it took about 100K lines of cock proof. This wasn't a small effort, but when we translate into person months, it took about 6 months to verify the entire WormSpace stack and about 1.5 months to verify the distributed properties. However, because all the difficult protocol verification were done in the lower layer, the application verification took less than 1 month to verify all three applications. So this shows once the distributed properties are verified, we can easily extend it to new applications. Now I'm going to show you a couple of performance evaluation and conclude my talk. This shows an experiment of our WormPaxos application running in Amazon EC2. We're comparing our system against egalitarian Paxos and its side-by-side implementation, classical Paxos. These are unverified code, whereas WormPaxos is fully verified. And We're showing the throughput and latency graph, and you'll notice that warm paxes reaches higher throughput. However, I'm not here to claim that our system performs better because our system is implemented in C versus ePaxis is implemented in Go, and it does a lot more in terms of like dependency checks, and the commit protocol differs slightly from our protocol. However, I wanted to break the misconception that people have, which is verified system and software is slow. So the next graph that I'm showing is comparing the same warm paxes code running on top of unverified Ubuntu and verified Certicos code. Unfortunately, the performance of warm paxes running on top of verified operating system is about 10 times lower. However, it seems like it's contradicting what I just said in the previous slide, but my previous claim still holds because the main reason for the performance degradation that you're seeing here is not due to something related to verification, but because the Certicos is a research prototype operating system, and currently it has a very inefficient network stack implementation. So in the future, we plan to replace the network stack to put the performance back up to comparable to other unverified operating systems. So to conclude my talk, I propose write-once register as a primitive building block for distributed systems, and I presented warm space, which is built based on these registers, and I've shown you that warm space can facilitate new distributed system building, and at the same time, using the layer verification technique, we can allow for incremental verification of new applications built on top. So that's all, and I'll take questions.
Let's go, Ji-young. Questions? Yeah.
So when using Worm Space to build applications on top, are users expected to also verify their software using this model that you have developed? Or would that be for like normal like Python programmers maybe to quickly implement something without then adding this extra step of verifying the code?
So in terms of developing a code, I mean, regardless of like verification, like you can build whatever program languages that you want, but and you're not required to verify it, but if you want to verify it, then currently the developer will have to follow this layered verification approach. In our group, we are working on some other verification technique where it can interface with our current verification technique, but that's still an ongoing work. And I think there are some progress which are reported in recent conferences. So I can look it up and tell you.
Yeah. Thanks.
So I was just curious, like this is one primitive building block that you verified. Is there another one that you would do next? And also, at the beginning of the talk, you made this very interesting assertion, and that was a lot of distributed systems have common redundancies, and some of it's buggy, right? I was just wondering, like, have you been able to quantify that, or do you know of the research that tries to quantify that? I guess there are libraries and stuff like that, but I was wondering if there is anything else you could point us to, because it's actually really interesting.
So actually, I don't have like the exact numbers of or quantitative statistics to show that these similar systems have similar bugs. But
Yeah. So it's I just wondering if like someone like runs someone else and came up with something. 50% of all code is exactly the same.
Yeah. So I don't have the like statistics for like how common the code base is or something like that, but your question actually brings to my current ongoing future work, where if you look closely into this verification work, I'm only verifying the properties of Paxos. And if you want to replace it with like PBFD or training replication, you'll have to do that verification over again. So currently I'm looking into a work where we can find a logical pattern that makes or that constitutes these distributed properties. And based on that common pattern, we're trying to build like a template-like thing that makes you easier to verify a different protocol that does similar things. So, yeah.
One more question. So what you call applications here are pretty low-level.
Yeah.
Kinds of protocols that exist in real systems, and hopefully that operate that actual applications, like user-facing applications, you know, probably are implemented at a much higher level of abstraction. So what I would like to know is, what are some other applications going up on the level of abstraction that you're planning to or hoping that the community will verify? What should be the next ones? The next worm, I guess, applications that should be verified to raise the level of abstraction.
Yeah, so basically, yeah, the applications here are actually very low-level system to most distributed worlds. And the examples that we want to explore was something like a common like key-value store built on top of it that can be like an easy target. All those kind of systems can be a target, but it really boils down to what kind of property that you want your application to kind of encapsulate and hold. So the reason why we chose Paxos as one of the primary target for our verification was that for some system, of course, always correctness is an important feature, but the things that you store in Paxos or state machine replication is something that system developers really want to keep it safe. So for example, like if you have a key value store that is eventually consistent, of course it should be safe, but the properties that you want to verify might be slightly weaker. So depending on the environment that you want to target, we can vary such target. But overall, worm space targets systems that require strong consistency.
Linearizability, I get that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there is a very big stack to reach actual.
Yes, I guess, yeah. Above key value store, I haven't really explored what could be above yet, but yeah, it's an interesting topic to explore, yeah.
All right, let's thank Ji-Yong again.